kids for a Disney Halloween treat. The annual not-so-scary Halloween celebration. Only on DizRadio.com. Happy Hallowishes, everyone.
Trick or treat for Halloween. Better give a treat that's good to eat if you want to keep life serene.
Hi there, kids. I'm Hazel. Which Hazel that is? And I'm going to tell you about the time Donald Duck learned his lesson about playing tricks on Halloween.
Better not be stingy or your nightmare will come true.
It was just like any other Halloween before. I was riding my broom Beasley Bob, chasing the bats out of the steeple belfry. And scaring any black cat who might trot across my path.
Boo!
When all of a sudden, a frightening sight appeared. It was so scary that I flew behind a tree to take a peek at it from a safe distance.
What manner of ghoul is this?
Why, it was just Huey, Dewey, and Louie, dressed up to go trick-or-treating at their Uncle Donald's house, for they'd hoped to get lots of candy from their Uncle Donald.
Uh-oh, you boys!
But when that nasty duck saw it was his nephews, he decided not to give them candy, but instead picked up a bunch of firecrackers and then answered the door.
Hello, boys. Trick or treat. For you, and you, and you. Thank you, Uncle Donald.
Beasley Bob! Whoa! Steady there, old boy! I tell you, when those firecrackers went off, they nearly frightened my poor broom right out of the story. Then, to make things worse for the boys, Donald dumped a whole bucket of water on their heads.
Now here's your trick! Shoot ya, boys!
Oh, bless their little black hearts. Now, I really felt sorry for those three kids, so I flew down to try to cheer them up. I saw the whole thing, kids. Oh, don't, Beasley Bob, don't, please.
Oh, look, a real witch.
Oh, joy, thou do believeth in witches. Now, just for that, I'll help thee get thy candy. I was so happy they really believed in witches that I walked right up to Donald's door. But that nasty duck thought I was just another kid dressed up. You see, he didn't believe in witches.
Uh-oh, another one.
My name is Hazel. Witch Hazel, that is. Oh, why, he pulled my nose. And poured water on me, too. That quacking rogue is tougher than I thought. Now, come here, boys. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Well, the boys and I put our heads together and came up with a devilish plan. I'll need some very gruesome ingredients. A cauldron of swamp water. With that, I conjured up my trusty pot and made up a batch of witch's brew. With the boys' help, of course. Now, if you promise not to tell, I will tell you how I made my brew. Mind you now, don't tell anyone. Promise? Very well, then. Here it is. Double, double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. Eye of needle, tongue of shoe, hand of clock that points at two. This is the real thing, you know, right out of Shakespeare. Neck of bottle, tail of goat, and whiskers from a billy goat.
Here you are, Yasha.
Ah, repulsive. Oh, one thing. This potion explodes. Oh, but tastes great. Kids, this stuff is loaded. Then the fun began. I filled up my trusty spray gun with the brew and took the boys for a ride on Beasley Bob.
What in the heck is that? I don't believe it.
Was that duck ever surprised to see us riding around on a broom?
Trick-or-treat for Halloween. Better give a treat that's good to eat. If you want to keep life serene, trick-or-treat, 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 trick-or-treat the whole night through. Little scowl wags with fiendish gags can make it tough on you. So when ghosts and goblins by the score ring the bell on your front door, better not be stingy or your nightmare will come true.
Now that was fun. Flying around on a broom is a lot like riding on a magic carpet, only it's more of a sporty model. Well, back to my story. That Donald Duck was really upset by what he'd just seen, for now he knew I was a real witch, and his attitude changed. Now, are you going to treat or not?
Yes, ma'am. Run away.
He went straight to the cupboard and started to load his arms full of candy and other goodies. But then I made a mistake. I did not realize how stubborn that duck could be when he became mad. So I said to the boys, "Kids, this pigeon's a pushover."
Pushover? Oh, yeah.
When he heard that, he put all the goodies back into the cupboard and shut the door. And locked it. He swallowed the key. That was all I needed. I just been a-itching to cast a spell on you. That duck had it coming, so I took my spray gun, and with Beasley Bob's help, I squirted the witch's brew on his feet and said, "Hocus pocus, magic shower, put his feet within my power."
What was that stuff?
Feet, kick out that key. Why, you should have seen that duck when his feet started to kick and bounce him around. Just trying to make him cough up that key. Yippee! Look at him dance!
Oh, dance with your feet just as fast as you can.
Donald was a-jumping and a-flopping around.
Jumping like a flea out of prison. The key for the door is the key for the fence.
Himself right into the kitchen, where he got all tangled up with the pots and pans. Then he started to kick like a mule.
No, see, Joe, now mind those rules with your old flat feet just a-kicking like new.
Then I conjured up a cactus and had him back into it.
You ain't no twist. That's where the cactus grows the best. Now swing down south and turn on me.
And then I had him back toward the hot coals, which were glowing in his fireplace. There I had him sit down on the hot coals.
Now end the dance and take your seat.
When he yelled, the key flew right out of his mouth. Nothing to it. Why, that stubborn duck grabbed the key and this time threw it under the cupboard door. Now you've made old Hazel mad. So he sprayed his feet again and said, I'll cast a spell that's double grim. Smash that door down, feet, with him! Kids, you should have seen that duck with his feet running him into that door again and again. But he couldn't break down that door, so I decided to help him. This hurts me more than it does you. Now take a running start. About a mile or two! And a running start he took. Get ready, kids. Here he comes. Why, that duck ran by us like he was a runaway locomotive. Right into the locked cupboard door. That door didn't stand a chance. Why, goodies were scattered all over the room. I thought he'd listen to reason. Right in the middle of the pile of goodies lay Donald Duck, still saying, Come, Beastly Bob, it's nearly dawn. Oh, dear, I must be late. Goodness me. Goodbye. Goodbye, kids.
Goodbye, Marshall. Bye-bye.
Now, before I say goodbye to you, Donald learned his lesson the hard way about tricking instead of treating. So if you should ever have trouble with a trickster on Halloween night, remember, I'll still be around flying on my broom. And if you decide to be a trickster yourself, you'll never know if that witch at your front door might turn out to be me.
Oh, when ghosts and goblins by the score, ring your bell or pound your door. Better not be stingy or your nightmares will come true.
Happy Halloween from DizRadio.com.